Well, hello everybody, this is the coach, Bill Sparkman, and first of all, thanks for listening in. On this program, I'm going to focus on really what I consider to be the number one weakness of all loan originators today, and that's lead generation. Now, I know like you that we need better leads, there's no doubt about it, but you're also going to have to certainly go through a lot more suspects just to find the right prospect in today's market, and that's going to take the right marketing plan, the right systems, and the right campaigns. You know, when you really think about it at a very basic level, marketing in our business is just simply getting up every day with a high level of commitment and discipline and go out and find a customer or a referral. Now, if you do that too many days in a row and you don't actually find one, really all you've got then is an expensive hobby. I think you've all got that. Here's my 24-hour, by the way. We'll start right off. Let's get right to it on this whole lead generation and marketing and prospecting and campaigns idea. Here's my 24-hour structured marketing plan, you know, for those that just like the bottom line. And I do say that if you just did this every day, just this, I almost can guarantee that your business is going to explode. I call it take five. And take five doesn't really mean rest. Take five is this. Every day, I want you to give out five business cards. I want you to send five emails. I want you to make five phone calls. And I want you to send five handwritten notes. That's it. End of the day, 24 hours. You know, I think you build your business 24 hours at a time anyway. But if you did that every day, now just think about that. Five business cards. That means you've got to go out and play mortgages. You got to go out and see people. Hand out five business cards. Talk to people. don't be a secret agent. You know, get out there and play a mortgage. Five emails. I don't care who they're to. Touch five people. Five phone calls. Could be closed clients, referral sources, people that you've met. And if you're doing all those, don't you know that the five handwritten notes are going to be pretty simple? Often people tell me, oh, my goodness, the hardest thing's going to do is going to be writing all these notes. Well, not really. If you're doing the other three, that should be simple. You could do that watching TV. And just as a clue, the U.S. Postal Service recently said in an article I read that less than 1.5% of all mail today is personal. Just think about the opportunity that creates for us that are using the handwritten note. I didn't say a thank you note, just a handwritten note. It was good talking to you. It was. I'll look forward to doing business with you. Just taking the time to do that, I think you'll elevate your business alone. I find that most people are just too busy to prospect. In fact, most in our business are just so busy they can't get anything done. And I know that because I ask people all the time, so what have you been up to? Oh, I've been busy. Or how's things going? Oh, it's great. I'm just busy. And one day I started asking people two questions, two words actually after that. You've been busy doing what? And don't you know most people can't, they don't even know what they're busy doing. Well, you know, I'm just busy, 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 busy. And anyway, I think, again, being busy often is just an excuse that makes it okay not to have what you want. So I know that a lot of you are working harder today than you've ever worked in the past and receiving less in return than you've ever received in the past. So that's what this program is about. Let's see if we can turn the tables a little bit. I want to talk first about my foundations for the right marketing plan. Just at the very solid base of our conversation, I really want to invite you to consider really balancing your marketing between high tech and high touch. We've become so technology oriented lately, so much technical overload that often I'm seeing we've forgotten about just reaching out and touching people. So anyway, balance high-tech, high-touch in your marketing. Balance passive and active marketing. I'm going to give you some examples of both. Balance today business with future business. You know, every day we're trying to generate a prospect for today. But at the same time, we've got to build for the future. So a lot of the things that we're doing in our marketing approach are building and focusing on both today and future business. I want you to focus and really focus on marketing to your strength. In coaching, the very first question I want to know from somebody that really is looking for marketing coaching is tell me what you're really good at. Tell me what you like doing. Tell me where your strengths lie. Because it's going to be a lot easier to build a marketing plan around your strengths if you're going to really get out there and do it every day. Life's too short to perfect your weakness. If you told me, hey, Bill, I'm really good in front of groups. I love to be in front of a group. Well, then I'd say, that's it. Then here's what we're going to do. We are going to, you're going to use my event marketing strategies, seminar marketing, educational marketing. We're going to get you in front of groups. And the reason is, that's where you have the most confidence. That's where, I know that you'll do it more because you're actually doing something you're good at. Next, I want you to find your lane. Let's see, another way to say that. You know, there's too many loan officers today that are just crashing all over the freeway. You know, they're trying a little bit of this and they're trying a little bit of that. You got to find your lane, get in it, and stay in it. I call it get rich in your niche. All right, find your niche or find your strength in your marketing, and just stay in your lane. That also opens up the conversation about no dabbling. You know, we've got too many dabblers. Try a little of this. You know, every day there's a new project. I want you to spend more time on less things. I think as a whole, you start too much and you finish too little. So no dabbling. We're going to talk about having you generate maybe two or three, four at the most, strategies for marketing that you can keep going at any given time. Now, my strategies that we're going to talk about that I'm going to introduce to you are easy. They have to be easy. If they're not easy, you won't do them. I found that out a long time ago. They're fast. They can achieve results quickly. That's what everybody's looking for. And number three, they're affordable. So my strategies are easy, fast, and affordable. I want to take away the excuse of, oh, it's just too difficult. No, it's not. It's going to be very easy. It's a connect-the-dots, clipboard approach to marketing. And, again, utilizing a lot of different types of marketing. And it's going to be fast. If you work them, you're going to be able to get results quickly. And, of course, it's got to be affordable. I don't believe you have to spend a fortune to make a fortune in our business today. I don't know where that came from. People want us to buy all these crazy systems and spend all this money. And anyway, so I'm going to give you some tangible ideas that you can use the moment you stop listening to this program to create some new results for yourself. Tangible, not airy-fairy or here's an idea. My approach is very bottom line and direct. I hope you can appreciate that. But we're going to talk about different types and kinds of marketing. So that you can not only match them to your strength, but you can also match them to your style as well and your budget. But again, I'm going to make it real affordable for you. Basically, I'm cheap. I know every cheap marketing strategy, vendor, program there is. And given you're listening to this program, I would say don't spend a penny without emailing me and asking me for a lead on a vendor or something. I know where you can get the most bang for your buck anyway. So I'm going to talk about those three styles or those three types of marketing. Number one, relationship-based marketing. Number two, automated marketing, or what I call reverse prospecting, somebody actually calling you. It's your 24/7 marketing systems. And three, database marketing, which will include some of the internet marketing and some of the new tools that we're using. But we'll talk about those three. I'm going to give you specific examples in those three as well. So let's start with relationship-based marketing. It is high touch, and it's low tech. This is kind of the way that I was taught the business. You get up kissing babies and shaking hands. You know, every day get up, get excited about what you're doing, and go up and go find your customer. So it's high touch, not low tech. It's what I call active marketing. This is going to be active marketing. It's the most affordable marketing of all because I'm utilizing your energy. And again, it's the one about get up, dress up, show up, and let's go out and find a customer. It doesn't matter to me how many people you know. I'm more interested in how many people know you. And that will be a direct response to the level and the commitment you have to relationship-based marketing and the kinds of relationships that you build up. So given that that's a little bit about relationship-based marketing, now let's talk about some examples. Here are my favorite examples of this particular one type of marketing. So first of all, at the very basic level, it's just called networking. I believe that your network creates your net worth. This is where you, and now, by the way, it has the word work in it, and with a net. I'm not talking about net smoking, net eating, net dating, net hanging out. This is all about, this is where you're actually going and networking, whether it's with a group. If it is with a group, I would just say make sure it's the right group. You know, networking for me isn't about going around and seeing how many cards you can pass out at a networking meeting. For me, networking is all about going and getting a lead, going and getting a customer, getting a refinance or a purchase. That's really what networking is about. Now, it's also about building the relationships within those groups. But so one example is just networking. The second example of relationship-based marketing is, well, it's my favorite. It's creating your unbreakable alliances with your preferred realtor partners. I guess I better give you my, you know, sort of my bottom line approach on that. I've tried building realtor relationships over the last 25 years or more in a lot of different ways. I started like maybe some of you, just going around handing out food and bottles of water, and I mean, it was like I was a caterer. You know, I did that, showing up at open houses, doing all those things, and giving out rate sheets, and I don't know. I didn't know what else to do. You know, let's put it that way. So I've tried that. That didn't work much. It was difficult for me to go around to people, as it is for you today, to tell a realtor, hey, ditch that guy you're using now and start using me because I'm better, I have better rates, I have better service. I mean, come on. The field's pretty level today. You know, we all got the same rates, the same products, we got the same everything. So I don't think that that's the approach. That's not my approach. The turning point for me in my career and the loan officers that I'm coaching was the day that I finally figured out what it is that the realtor really wanted. And the bottom line, all they really wanted was a qualified buyer or a referral for a listing. There wasn't much else they wanted from me. I think you have to realize, especially today, that a realtor doesn't need a loan officer. Well, let's figure it out. That's not what they're looking for. They need help. They need to stay in business, and I think that's where we come in. So one day I discovered it was easier for me to find a buyer than it was to generate a relationship based on commitment from a realtor. So I found that was the big shift in my business. That's where I started doing all my consumer direct marketing, because the race to me was the race to the consumer. And whoever gets there first controls the transaction, number one, and I kind of like that, being a control nut. So here's what I'm looking for with my realtor partners. I want a business relationship. I don't want a personal relationship. Now, again, that's just me. I'm not looking for more friends, okay? I got one wife, two kids, five grandkids, and two friends. I'm about used up. And a realtor wants me to drive them around in a golf cart for 5 hours? No, I don't need any more. I don't want to do that. But what I do like is the word relationship, but I want it to be based on business. I want to help my realtors grow their business with my marketing, with the leads that I can generate. It not only controls my destiny, but it does keep them in the business and develops what I consider to be the only unbreakable alliance, where it used to be, oh, man, that last deal went south, that's it, go find another realtor. You know how it is. No, we don't build it on my last transaction. My realtor business and my purchase pipeline is based on my marketing to the consumer. So, again, the race, it's easier to find the buyer than it is the realtor. My program, and you can use it as well, it's just called a consumer referral program. So when I do meet a realtor that I do want to do business with, by the way, I can talk about, I have a consumer referral program, and I'm looking for a realtor or two to generate and give the leads to. Are you interested in that? It's almost a no-brainer. I mean, am I interested in getting buyers from you? Yeah, good. Then let's have a business meeting. Then we can decide if I really do want to do business with that agent. You see, I'm not looking for everybody. I'm looking for somebody every day. So that's where the business meeting comes from. If I met a realtor that I haven't, wherever, networking, wherever I met one, at a closing. And I said, by the way, I have a consumer direct referral program. I am looking for two or three more realtors to refer my buyers to. Would you be interested? The purpose of that question is only to get this meeting. You see, I don't even know if I want to refer business to them yet. We haven't had that face-to-face, one-on-one meeting. So when they say, I'd love to be part of your referral program, well, good, then let's set up a time to meet. And it's at that business meeting that we can talk about things that are important. We can talk about what kind of business that they like to have referred to them. Are they looking for investors? Are they looking for first-time home buyers? Do they want more listings? What kind of business? See, I don't want to refer a first-time home buyer to a realtor that in a business meeting told me, I don't like working with first-time home buyers. You see, that's the purpose of this, to get real clear and then to decide if it's an agent that I want to work with. So remember, it's the right agent versus every agent, and I think that's where this meeting comes from. And we make some commitments to work together. I have something called one for one. Every one I give them, they're expected to give me one back. And by the way, isn't that just business? That's kind of what business looks like. I'll give you one, you give me one. I don't care if it's a refi, a purchase, but once I give you one, you owe me. So I think it starts with that. Now, one of our new targets today are listing agents. Much easier today. Now, by the way, if I have a pre-approved buyer, I could talk to any realtor. You give me the top realtor in the area you work, I'll bet I could get an appointment with them in 5 minutes. All I got to do is tell them I've got a pre-approved buyer that wants to buy a home in the 250 range, and they're looking for a great realtor. Are you interested? So I know if I had the buyer, I could get the attention of most any realtor. But now let's look at it. Say I don't have the buyer yet. I'm just starting this consumer direct marketing program. So for me, the easiest way to get that thing rolling is going after listing agents. Our approach is pretty simple. Hi, I'm Bill. See, I don't want to tell them again to stop using who they're using and start giving me business. It's like, they don't know me. Who am I? I'd rather say, hey, keep using who you are using. That's a good firm, good outfit. But here's what I'd like to propose. I see you've got 15 listings. In this market, it might be 150. But anyway, I see you've got a number of listings. I have a marketing program. I have systems campaigns automated that we can talk about where I can help you market those listings to generate more business. In fact, turning your listings into actually buyer machines because, you know, sometimes listings don't sell. It might expire. So maybe before that does happen, if it does, we've generated a buyer or two from your listing. So overall, I'm just looking to put my marketing systems in place for their listings to generate us more leads. Now, we'll get to the kind of systems we're using in a minute, but the key is I can go right after listing agents. And again, in the market that is has too much inventory, today supply exceeds demand dramatically. I have a lot easier and a lot easier time capturing the attention of a listing agent than ever before. They're like, yeah, you got some ideas, more like that. So, all right, so you got my realtor approach. We'll look at some of the marketing that we're doing to generate the consumer direct buyers as well as the systems for the listing agents as we go along. But you've got the thrust of it. Let's help listing agents get more leads. Let's find some leads for ourselves, get them pre-approved, and deliver them to our agents. And I can just about guarantee you can get their attention in both of those ways. Okay, another example. We're still relationship-based marketing is our for sale by owner program. For me, another no-brainer. Our approach with a for sale by owner today it's been changed. We probably reinvented our for sale by owner approach, I don't know, 10 times in the last year. We just constantly, improve our approach with them. And again, over here, bottom line with a for sale by owner, pretty simple. I want to turn this house into a buyer machine. Now, that's you and I talking. If I'm talking to a for sale by owner, I'm going to let you use some of my marketing. I have a seller assistance program for sale by owners. They're going to help you generate more attention to your home, get more leads, get more buyers, and I'd be happy to share some of my marketing tools with you. So that's the conversation of the FSBO. But for me, I put my marketing in place. It's another way to generate consumer direct business. I'm gonna be like his marketing assistant. You know, for sale by owners, there's plenty of those going around today. Some of them are selling themselves because of a equity issue. They can't afford to pay a realtor. There's no equity with a declining market in some areas. So what they need more than anything, they're not marketing experts. They're trying to sell their house, running an ad on Craigslist or whatever. So if I can give them access to my marketing, which I'm going to go over in detail as we get into automated and more database marketing, it's going to be so that I'll be able to get the leads, pre-screen them, give them back to the for sale by owner. Unless they don't like that house, then I just generated a lead for myself and my realtor partners. That's part of the compensation story. I'm up front with the for sale by owner. I said, let me tell you how I'm going to get compensated. I'm going to give you some incredible automated marketing systems and ideas to help you sell your home. But I don't work for free. So here's how I get compensated. We're going to get a lot of leads from my systems and campaigns, but only one person is going to be able to buy your home. You only have one to sell. So I'm just rolling the dice that those people that don't buy your house, I'm able to help them with the home that they do buy with the financing. So you see there is something in it for me as well. And I think with a for sale by owner, I'm not a threat to them. I'm not there to take anything away. I'm not there to take away equity. I'm there to help. And as long as I can position it in such a way that I work completely on a contingency basis, you know, what the contingency is, you get what you want and I get what I want, I don't make any money. So we are putting we're putting those the marketing together. We're starting with things as simple as an individual property website for the for sale by owner. That really comes from our initial call. Our initial contact is generally just a phone call. We don't send them letters. It's generally a phone call. Hi, this is Bill. I'm not a real estate agent, but I'm calling because I saw your home for sale in the paper, in the Craigslist, whatever, and I'm just calling to see if it's still available. Oh, it sure is. Well, great. So here's why I called. I didn't see it on the internet. And oddly enough, and I'm sure you either know or don't know this, but north of 80-85% of all home searches, whether it's for a listed property with a realtor or for sale by owner, starts on the internet, and your home wasn't there. I have the ability to stick you there on the internet where you're going to get at least some traction and maybe some more attention. If you're interested, and I've got four other marketing campaigns I'd love to share with you, I can take that. In fact, I've already set your home up on the internet, and if you'd like, I'll drop by and show you how that works. So it starts off with just giving them. I'm not there asking them for anything. I'm there to give them. Hey, you're a nice place, but let's get that thing. Let's position it so you can generate more business and more leads. So, and by the way, the vendor I use for that, it's free. It's called postlets.com, P-O-S-T-L-E-T-S, postlets.com. Take a look at it. It's killer. And it really looks good. I don't tell them it's free, by the way. So we do things like that. We use payment yard signs. I show the for sale by owner our yard sign, and it just says own this home for as little as, and we put a payment on there. We have to teach the owner to stop advertising his price. Payment is much more emotional. I promote payment. We give him use of our yard sign. The yard sign has a call capture number on it. We show him how to use payment ads in his Craigslist ads. We show them how to use QR codes, which I'll get to in a few minutes. So it's really setting up the for sale by owner as a marketing buyer machine, and with all of the things that we've said. So individual website, flyers, and if he's going to use flyers or a flyer box, we take off the price, just put down the payment. So things that create curiosity, and I think part of it is that. The QR code we'll talk about in a minute, and, of course, we let him know how it is that we're going to be compensated. Next example, is what I call our power team marketing. It's still relationship-based. Your power team consists of you, your realtor, CPA, financial planner, insurance agent, settlement services company. It could even be an attorney in some states. But that is what your power team is. By the way, that's a pretty good networking group in itself. You want to create your own networking group? You create your power team. Now, this is what I call one of your non-commissioned sales teams, you know, if you have the right people. You see, you need the right people on your power team because our power team is put together mainly for doing seminars. And I've tried lots of different ways to do seminars in the past. I've spent plenty of money and having no one show up at every first-time home buyer, this thing and that thing. And one day I finally figured it out. I can't enroll 50 people to come to a seminar, but if I had this power team together and they all invited their clients to come to one of our seminars, I'd have a lot better shot. And the long and short of that is, yeah, dramatically. Each person on the power team was a speaker at our seminar, and they all did their little 10 minutes on their topic. And to be able to be a speaker, all they had to do was agree to market the seminar to their clients. You see, their clients don't know me. If I'm having some sort of a seminar and I send some postcard out to a bunch of people that don't know me, it's a whole lot different than enrolling the power team to invite their clients where they have credibility. And we give them how to make that happen. Here would be an example of this credibility and generating the right group. We have a Fluent Renters program for our first-time homebuyer seminar. Of course, I started off like some of you. I used to just go hang door hangers on apartment buildings and found out that didn't work too good. So one day I asked my insurance agent. I said, you know, I got an idea. Do you sell renter's insurance? And he said, well, yeah, I sell renter's insurance. Well, I got the next question is pretty simple. Do you make more money on renter's insurance or homeowners? And he said, homeowners. And it wasn't the premium or it was more about getting the jet ski and the car and the kids and the referrals and everything else. But there was a big distinction between the two. I've been looking for first-time home buyer prospects for a long time, where right in front of me, I had the best prospect of all, someone that's renting and probably, not certainly, but probably renting a home. And I have somebody that has credibility with them. So if I wanted to have a first-time home buyer seminar today, first thing I do is enroll my insurance agent. That's it. I go around doing nothing but prospecting insurance agents. I got to find the right one, the one that has a database, the one that's looking to build their business, the one that sells renter's insurance. So it had to be the right one. But now I want you to dream that up for everyone on your team. Remember, they all have this is what I call borrowed credibility. I'm going to borrow their credibility on this thing. So we do a couple of other things with the power team. You know, you'll be able to hear more about this on some subsequent podcasts that I've done, but we actually also put together bundled services. Everybody in the power team throws a little something in the kitty, and we have a corporate marketing program, and we have a corporate benefits program that comes right from our power team marketing. So that's just another example. For those of you that are looking to attack, let's say that your niche or your lane, you told me, hey, Bill, it's first-time home buyers. I'm going after them. And by the way, I like those too. They don't have anything to sell. You know, they're a good candidate. And if you told me that, I'd say, well, all right, here we go. We got to go after your insurance agent first, and let's tap in, and let's go from there. Still on relationship-based marketing, I'm going to call this due to all of the confusion in the marketplace today, the media confusion, I see that it really creates a great opportunity for us, and that opportunity is all about educational marketing. Now, educational marketing, part of it is your power team. That's a very, you know, that's part of the educational marketing. But now I want you to kick it up a notch. I want you to become the expert in something. Now, just look at the real estate agents alone. Think of what you could do today. Just putting on some, you could build a mortgage business today and your pipeline. Just being the educational expert in your area, doing seminars on things like Home Steps, Home Path, the $100 down HUD program, the Teachers First program, Good Neighbor. There's so much change in the marketplace and products that you have a huge opportunity to take that to the street. And I just think that opportunity. Now, you can also see Power Team is a little bit more aimed at consumer seminar, consumer education. The educational marketing I'm talking about here, now we've elevated also to include, you know, seminars for realtors. And, you know, that I think, and not I think, I just know that there is a thirst and an appetite today for more education on how to use these programs. You know, I had a group just recently of realtors. We were talking about the Good Neighbor program, and it was interesting. They didn't even know that they can't get paid on that. You know, it was kind of interesting. I talked about, you know, you're really going to love the Teachers Only, and it's a Good Neighbor, and teachers can buy homes for 50 cents on the dollar in certain areas. And but, of course, you don't get paid on those. And they were like, so why are you telling us about it? See, that's the opportunity for you. I just asked them, well, you know, if HUD won't pay you on those, who could pay you? And it opened up the conversation of, well, I guess the teacher could. Well, yeah, you just got him a house at half price. I mean, come on, maybe you could generate your fee there. So anyway, I just think you could take that. The home path is another incredible area. Most of the realtors I talked to didn't even know where you can find HUD foreclosures in their area. They thought it was HUD.gov or something rather than thehomestore.com. So you have an opportunity. And again, you told me, Bill, I'm good in front of groups. Pretty much, I'd say, well, we better get away. Not that. Let's go right for Power Team Marketing and Educational Marketing to start with. I guess we can go on. I guess the last example of the last for this particular piece here of relationship-based marketing is creating your own radio show. Pretty simple. I'll give you a website to look at. You want to become an instant celebrity? It's just called BlogTalkRadio.com. It gives you the opportunity to have a weekly radio show, downloadable to iTunes and iPods. The short version is, if I was to, I've created two or three of them, but to do one today, I'd probably aim and select the audience of real estate agents in my area. I would invite realtors to my radio show every Friday at 10 o'clock, and they can listen to the radio show right from their computer. It's internet-based. Again, it's blogtalkradio.com. Easy to set up. Oh, by the way, it's free. and all you have to do, we have them going for a year. Each week, it's like a magazine format. I just interview somebody that would be interesting and making sure that it's interesting so that realtors want to join in. The shows are archived. to listen to the show, they have to go to your website. I mean, what's better than that? You drive them to your website. They can listen to past shows. So just another way to kick yourself up to another level in the community, and that could be through your own talk radio show. All right, we're going to move to the second type of marketing. And the second type is automated marketing. Let's see. Another word, this is where I call it reverse prospecting. A little bit different now from relationship-based. Automated marketing is high-tech, low-touch. So it's just the opposite. These are your 24/7 automated marketing systems that are just absolutely plugged in every day, 24/7. Low maintenance. It could also be referred to as passive marketing. Relationship-based marketing is active marketing. It's getting out there and touching hands and kissing babies. Here we're talking about those other things. Now, to create these inbound calls, and wouldn't you rather have an inbound call than having to make outbound calls? And the thing that I've learned in our systems that create the most inbound calls are the systems and the things that we use that create curiosity. You know, curiosity could be the genius of all marketing. If something's not curious, people aren't going to, they're not going to respond. So that everything we put into motion from our automated reverse prospecting has got to have that element to it where it creates the curiosity of whoever just listened to, saw, or read whatever you did to make them want to follow up. So that's kind of the, you know, that's the ingredient that makes this thing work. Now, this is our This is our consumer direct lead program also for generating leads for our preferred agents and the tools for our listing agents and our for sale by owners. So all of these particular systems, remember, they're used for you to generate inbound calls, do your screening, pre-approving, stepping up to the plate with another buyer for your realtor. That's the overall purpose of automated marketing. But these are the tools you can use also for the for sale by owner. You just told them that you had a whole bunch of marketing ideas, and you can use them for the for sale by owner and the listing agent. That you said, hey, I've got some marketing ideas. We should sit down, have a business meeting, and look at some of the things I've got that can help generate more activity and position your listing at a little higher level in the community. So these are some of the things that we're doing to generate those leads. Now, remember, these are consumer direct, passive, a little more tech, and a little less touch. Let's start with the easiest. The easiest thing we're doing today is our Craigslist, Backpage, eBay classifieds. We're using all of those. Now, by the way, those are all free internet sites where I can use, where I can do ads. I can place ads. If they're the right ads, it might even work. If you would take a look at a website called agentceo.com, there is about another 20 or, I don't know, 25 more free internet marketing sites. But I still like Craigslist. I still like Backpage. And we're getting a little bit more traction even on the eBay classifieds. Now, the key is, what are you going to advertise and where are you going to put it? Well, first of all, I think I could get all the advertising I need from my for sale by owners. I mean, think about it. If I ask a for sale by owner, hey, by the way, would you mind if I also run an ad for you? Get some calls, do some little pre-screening, and those that are interested, shoot them back to you. Again, all I need is, you know, I need that. So I like, you know, so it starts with that. Now it's like, where do we place the ads? We place the ads there under homes for rent. We don't put anything under homes for sale. Everybody, there's a million pages under homes for sale. But homes for rent, if you think about it, who's reading that particular section? It's probably people moving. Why would they be reading homes for rent if they're not moving? So I have really the right people. Now I just have to figure out what to say, and you know, the short version is our ads are maybe a sentence or two long. Why rent? Call for a list of homes available for $100 down in most areas. It's the $100 down. They're going to go plunk down first and last month's rent. They just saw that, hey, why rent? Homes are available for $100 down. I wonder what that is. And that list, by the way, could be, that's the HUD list, number one. I could do that right off the bat. It could be, why rent? 3-bedroom, 2-bath, available in Hendersonville for $714 per month. For more information, text or call, anyway, whatever. So, again, we advertise either payments or low down payment, which is the $100 down HUD program. And, again, I'm not looking to sell HUD repos, all right? It's just I can get more activity on those types of calls. Now, you could advertise also on Craigslist for you know, with your realtor partner. I mean, geez, think about this. Investor properties. Call for a list of bank-owned REO investor properties. You could really, it goes back to who's your niche. Who are you trying to target? More like that. So Craigslist, right off the bat. Why? Low tech, it's free, our systems work, we generate plenty of leads. By the way, here's a clue. Our for sale by owner program. We are getting more inbound calls from for sale by owners than we've ever had from Craigslist. And all it says is, for sale by owners, attention, call for your free FSBO marketing seller assistance program. All of a sudden, we're getting for sale by owners calling us, hey, could I get that free program? Yeah, great. What's your name? Opens a conversation. So Craigslist is pretty good for that. Let's take another example. And for me, the next example would be your Facebook business page. Facebook business page, Facebook I'm not that interested in, but the fan business page I am. It should be aimed at, you can come up with whatever name you want on it. It could be facebook.com/free realtor marketing ideas, whatever you give it to. So, but I like the Facebook business page. As long as you put something on there every few days, does that make sense? Worst thing is to have a Facebook page or blog and have nothing on it. So I still like that, the Facebook page. Aim it at realtors, give them marketing tips. Why? It drives them back there again. And on your Facebook page, if it's a business page, you can actually advertise on it. I also like Facebook ads. I'm not going to go into that now. I like Facebook ads more than Google ads. If you look at Facebook ads, take a look at it. You know, these are really highly targeted type advertising, but that's another, we'll leave that one for you to look at. So social media, I'm okay with, especially a Facebook page. The next example is going to be, let's see, it's going to be your personal website. And I think and I believe deeply that every loan originator should have their own personal website, no doubt about it. The Price is Right, it's just your store. I mean, I don't think you're going to get, most people say, well, you don't get any business from your website. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to show you how to get some in a minute, but the key is, I still think, you know, if you're in this business, I know your company has one. You're probably there on a directory somewhere where it says find the loan officer. But I think you need your own. And again, with the price, it's a lender homepage.com. Incredible. There's one called itsmyweb.com. eTraffickers is probably the cheapest, the best website, and it's under $30. I mean, it's amazing. And then there's Loan Site Plus. There's plenty of them. But the key is you want to be able to manage it a little bit. You want to be able to add a little here, add a page, what have you. So for me, it's just your personal branding. I'm not much on a branding kind of a guy, but I think that your personal branding is there. Now, here's the key. One thing to get visitors there. The second thing is to get leads. I have people all the time tell me, I had 1,000 visitors on my website in the last 2 months. Well, that's nice, but how many leads did you capture? How many people opted in, gave you their email address? I mean, your website, it's one thing to draw them there, but now what do you do once they're there? I think that's the key. Almost every loan originator website looks the same. They're boring. There's nothing there that would make somebody want to stay there if you actually did get them to come. So a couple of things you can do to really upgrade your website for the right prices, which is mostly free, would be, first of all, just to add an audio welcome. Just that alone. Only 1 out of 10 websites that I go to have any sort of, forget video, just an audio. I figure that somebody just came to your store. If they are on your website, that would be like somebody walking into your store. Why wouldn't you acknowledge them? Most stores I go into say, hi, how you doing? Come on in, or can I help you? Or, you know, so again, it's free. I use a service. You could use, well, there's many, but you could use one, a free conferencecall.com. You could just, it's free. You pick up the phone. You make a little audio welcome. There's something that changes when people actually hear your voice. It could just be, hi, this is Bill Sparkman. Hey, thanks for visiting my website today. I'm glad you're here. Now, before you leave, be sure to visit my, and then give them a call to action. Have something there. I think that's where the next part of it has to go to. Do you have any articles? Do you have any reports? Do you have an ebook? Do you have anything where you could say, by the way, before you leave, click on my button. It's called Home Buyer University, and get a free copy of my ebook, How to Buy Your First Home and a blah, 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 whatever it might be. All of those reports, articles, and ebooks are really easily attained. You don't have to write them. I had a guy the other day say, well, I can't write a report, but would you like to just buy one for 99 cents? I use a vendor called the PLRstore.com, PLRstore.com. It stands for Public Label Rights. And all that means is that any report, article, or ebook you buy, authorship rights are also released. So that means that if you bought an ebook about how to invest in real estate or whatever, it's going to be authored by you. That's pretty cool. reports and articles are, you know, and again, these aren't about how to grow a garden. If you go to the PLRstore.com, you know, click on marketing or real estate or mortgages, and you'll find things that relate to your business, credit, whatever it might be. But all of a sudden, you become the expert. Why? You wrote the article. By the way, go back to your educational marketing. Pretty interesting. You could go to a real estate office or a company and say, listen, I wrote the ebook on how to take your credit score from whatever to whatever, and I'd love to come in and talk to your agents about some things I think that are important today. That there's just that instant credibility because you wrote the book, and then you're able to. And by the way, I'm going to give a copy of the book to every realtor that attends the meeting. So right off the bat, you've already done two things to your website. You've got an audio welcome. That was free. You put some articles on there, maybe a button that said, and maybe if you don't have it, want to do a button. It just, and by the way, to get the article, the report, or the ebook, what do they have to give you? Their email address. That's in. See, here we go. Opt-in, permission-based marketing right there. See, your website can become another part of your ATM machine if you can get people to do that. Now, you could also include a whole series of podcasts. Those are free. You could. There's so much you can do with the website alone. When I say podcast, and when using the free conference call service, you can pick up the phone and do a little 15-minute seminar or mini-seminar on any topic you want. A couple of minutes after you're done, you get sent a WAV file from freeconferencecall.com, and that WAV file you can put right on your website. It's audio. Somebody could click, oh, I want to hear more about here's an interesting topic. So you've turned your website into a store. It's educational. It's audio. It's interactive. And more than anything else, it's turned it into a lead capture machine. If you listen to my website, listen, if you go, you could listen to it also, BillSparkmanTheCoach.com. You'll get the audio welcome. You'll see the audio library that I've got set up. That's all from what we've just said. That's why I say this is pretty easy. It's a no-brainer. And actually getting your website is even easier than that. So take a look at that. All right, next example of automated marketing is our call capture program. Okay, not new. I've used call capture programs for probably 15 years. This isn't a new idea. It's just new in the way that we're using it. We're using the call capture on everything from our for sale by owners, the ads they're running. We're using the call capture with our listing agents' properties, with our own Craigslist advertising. Just about everything we do, we utilize the call capture number of call capture technology. It makes a great story for your FSBO or listing agent, either one. If they're not using it, it's like, hey, you know those little flyers you got in front of your house? You know, people sneak one of those out. How do you follow up? You know, at least with call capture, whether they leave a message or not, we get their information to follow up. So it's still a good technology. You got to find the right vendor. The vendor, one that I like right now, is called HotlineAmerica.com. And I only like it because of the price. It's really good. The system really works. It's really simple. And there's no per minute charge. That's even the best. So I like that. But remember, it's part of your presentation to listing agents or FSBOs, and part of your consumer direct marketing, because if you're running your own Craigslist ads, I mean, come on, where it said call for your free list of homes available for $100 down, it's your call capture number. And when people call that, it's just very simple. Hi, thanks for calling my real estate mortgage hotline. If you're interested in the whatever, anyway, so I want you to relook at that for a couple of reasons. Automation, remember, systems, and that you can use it in so many different ways. Just for an example, I think it's like $15 a month. That's 1-5, okay? For 100, for 100 plus 400, for 500 mailboxes. I mean, come on. I could give that to 500 for sale by owners or realtors to utilize. And remember, every time somebody calls on the call capture, the FSBO and I both get notified, or myself and the realtor get notified to follow up. So anyway, enough of that. Let's jump right over to the QR codes. I think QR codes today, well, I'm not really sure yet if it's a fad or if it's a trend, if it's a have-to or must-to or must-have. So one of the things that I don't like about QR codes, it's real, hey, right now there's certain age groups that, man, they love QR codes. It's those barcodes that you scan with a smartphone, and, of course, you have to have the app, and that's free. The QR code's free. I mean, everything's free. It's just how do you use it. By the way, another great tool for sale by owner. I'm going to show you how to use one of these little crazy barcode things I'll set that up for you so you can include that in your Craigslist ad. Think about it with that. So I'm not sure. The thing I don't like about them is, first of all, people have to know what it is. Second of all, they have to have the app downloaded on their phone, on a smartphone, BlackBerry or an iPhone or any of those, or a Droid. Then they have to know what to do. They have to position it just right. So much has to go right with it. It's kind of cool looking. I think it's more fluff. When I show that to the Fi owner, I'll say, and I'm also going to give you a QR code as long as I can get my other things here, systems in place. So you can't follow up on it. That's what really makes it difficult for most people, is you can't follow up. If somebody scans, if you have a, you know, if a realtor has a QR code on one of his listings and on the sign, if somebody scans it, the realtor knows somebody clicked on it, but there's no way to follow up. So the only way you can follow up is depending on what you put on the QR code, and I think that's worth looking at. I use a vendor called OneQRCode.com. Realtor has 12 listings. I can give them one QR code for all 12. They don't have to have a separate one for each. By the way, there's a clue. That's a good one. That's part of your – that's another seminar you can show realtors how to use. And, again, it's easy, and it's free. So I use one QR code. The other reason I like one QR code is it comes with a text feature. So now we're getting into text marketing. Text and mobile marketing is pretty much the hot, hot, hot item right now. So on a for sale by owner or one of your realtor partner's listings, it could say scan here for more information for those people that love little gadgets and they want to scan. But right under it, it could on that same little rider, it could say or text whatever to 12446. Now something big changes. I've got the information to follow up if they use the text feature. So now the text may say, text this number for information and pricing. The code, by the way, the scan, to scan the codes, the one that I like the best is called qrcode.kaywa.com. It's just easy, it kind of works. There's plenty. Some of the phones even come with one built in. But now, what else can you do with this? You know, let's just take a look at your business card alone. You know, you paid for both sides of that thing. Well, why don't you advertise on both sides instead of just one? What if you put a little QR code on the back of your business card? Just think about that. What if you had a QR code on the back of your business card? If you give that business card out, I promise you, people are going to scan it. It's still got that curiosity factor for people. And now, it could be anything you want. It could be you. It could be you doing a video. Think about that. They scan it, and on their phone comes your face. Hi, this is Bill. I'm glad you took a minute are you kidding me? That's too good. What about a testimonial? What if somebody scanned it, and it was somebody going, oh, my goodness, Bill Sparkman, are you kidding? If you ever get a loan, you got to call this guy. He's it. I mean, what about a testimonial? It could be your YouTube. It could be a very simple screencast. It could be a video. It could be a flyer. It could be anything you want. All I'm saying is I want you to at least consider putting the QR code on your business card. Hey, how about on your payment flyers? How about your email signature? Putting a QR code right next to that. It could go to a landing page. How about this? If you were to send anything or show anything to a for sale by owner, show them the QR code. Show them how it works. I already have one done. If you're marketing to Generation X and Y, I say you almost have to use QR codes in texting. That's what they do. They don't use the phone. Have you noticed? It could be in your Craigslist ad. You could put your QR code right in the ad. And it could say, call this 800 number or scan here for more details. Or text. Think about it. Give them three ways to contact you. Phone, call capture. Text, you can capture their information. Or scan. So anyway, I just think it's worth looking at. It falls under that heading of automated marketing. And I think that the QR codes have got something. It's something that is, if we use it the right way, I think we can get some mileage out of that. So we've looked at the call capture, your personal website, Craigslist, Backpage, eBay, classifieds, social media, That could be everything from your LinkedIn to your Facebook page to your blog. And by the way, when you get your own website, I want you to blog on there also. That just increases your rating or your rankings with Google. So let's go to the third type of marketing. And the third type is called database marketing. Well, here we go again. Database marketing is low touch, and it's high tech. We're doing more of database. I think your database is actually your ATM machine. It really is. The more you build your database every day, I think you're building that ATM machine at the same time. It's your secret sales force again. These are your cheerleaders. Your power team is your non-commissioned sales team. I think you should have a different database, a separate one, for your closed clients, prospects, referral sources, and a different one for your realtors. Just a different message if you're using e-marketing. I think it has to be in a marketable format. Somebody said they had theirs yesterday to me in Excel. Well, that's nice, but how do you market from there? See, the database has to be in some sort of a CRM format where you can do marketing, e-marketing, newsletter marketing, not just keeping track. You could put them on a Post-it if you wanted to. And I think there's some good database managers. I like allclients.com, A-L-L, clients.com. Why? Price. And killer. I mean, you could do everything from, just keeping the databases straight of all your closed clients, referral sources, prospects, and the rest of it, but you can also do your marketing right from that CRM. Great. And the price, believe me, is absolutely right. I do like e-marketing. I do a lot of e-marketing. I send about 7,000 emails a week. It just took me 4 or 5 years to figure out how to do it and how to do it right. I outsource it. By the way, if you only have 50 or 100 people in your database, you could actually even start. You could start just by grouping them in your address book, on Outlook address book. You could put them in there, and at least you could do e-marketing. Okay, if you had 5,000 or 1,000, you probably wouldn't want to go through Outlook. You're going to get in trouble probably. Let's just put it that way. So there's plenty of vendors for that. There's iContact, Constant Contact. But I like it so that it's robotic. I don't want to think about it. I do a lot of emails ahead of time, send them off to Constant Contact, and set up the days I want them to go out, up to 2 months out, and it's just done. I just have to sit down one time to do it. It saves time. I like things like if you're looking for sources just for e-marketing, I like MailChimp, C-H-I-M-P, MailChimp, GetResponse.com. There's plenty of ways to do it for the right price again. Now it's just having the right message. And to get the messages for me, I use Google Alerts. It's called googlenews.com/alerts. What Google News Alerts is, I can put in a topic. They ask you for a topic. What do you want? See, let Google do the research. They have more time. They have more resources. You might just put in what's happening with real estate in my area and then put what area that is. And either every day, every 2 days, or once a week, whatever you choose, Google will send you every article that comes up anywhere with that in mind. So it gives me good content, let's put it that way. I'm always looking for content. So I use those articles this way. I send those out as part of an email, and it just says on the subject line, I saw this article and thought of you. Of course, it says that to everybody that gets it, but anyway, I saw this article and thought of you. And I was always going, where do I get the article? I get it right there. I get it right off Google News Alert. They send it to me. Mine comes weekly, and it's just a great it's a great source of having content for your e-marketing. Now, remember that people only move every, 7 or 8 years anymore. So, if you keep sending out things to your close clients about interest rates and the market, remember, I mean, come on, they're not moving for 8 years, okay? It's probably not that important. I use one other vendor because it's free called happygrasshopper.com. That every 3 weeks they send something to my database that has nothing to do with mortgages, nothing to do with real estate. It's just really good conversational fun stuff. But again, it keeps you right at the top and the tip of their tongue because your contact information is always included. So I think that's all good. Your database, we also call once a year just to use another medium. On the anniversary of their mortgage, there's also a phone call. So we're reaching out different ways. And I think that's critical. So database marketing only works if it's consistent. If it's not, well, whatever. Some of you might say, well, I don't even have the email addresses of all my closed clients. Well, good. You got the next 30 days, you got a great project. Call them, let them know that you're starting an e-campaign for marketing and you'd like to include them. It won't be, once a month is probably pretty good on that. Then the anniversary call, just keeping yourself there. And remember, if you're making five calls a day on the Take 5 marketing program, then you can probably make your five calls right there. Well, so what's the tiebreaker? That's way too much ideas. You got to find that one idea that matches, again, your style, your personality, your budget. But the key is you got to find the one that you'll do. And I think that's where there's one critical element that makes all this work, and it's called discipline. There's no training for that. I can't give you a CD on work ethic or discipline or commitment. That goes back to people start too much and finish too little. Once it becomes difficult, they just start doing something else. Isn't it interesting? Most people are committed to a lot of things right until it gets hard. See, discipline is defined as doing what it is that you say you need to do, even when you're not in the mood in that. But I think discipline can really eliminate about 50% of your competition. Most people, again, just don't have the staying power. They'll start some QR code and ad in Craigslist. They'll do it once. They might check out this and maybe call one for sale by owner. And that's where it stops. So that's why I say you've got to find your lane, 2, 3, max 4 areas of marketing, and just create that discipline and commitment to stay in that lane long enough to win. And I think maybe that's a good way to say it. You got to stay in it long enough to win it. And I think that that's where your discipline and commitment get revealed. How long can you take it? And we already said, to win today, it's not going to be easy. In fact, winning today is going to be very inconvenient. But so is poverty. Come on, I'll take the inconvenience of winning. So here's the summary. There is a potential for you just to, after you listen to this, go, okay, great, whatever, and go back to doing exactly what you were doing, whether it worked or not. I don't know why we do that. So I think to protect your investment of time listening to this program, I want you to close the gap between ideas and implementation. If you got a nugget out of this program, just one nugget, act on it swiftly. You know, there's really only two ways to fail. That's one way is doing things that don't work. Well, the other way is not doing things that do work. So you've got to figure out where you're at right now in your business and what you can do in the next 30 days to make your business stronger, more profitable, and more fun. And I'd say that is your next step. You know, people don't fail today because they aim too high and they missed. They're failing today every day because they aim too low and they hit. So, Bill Sparkman, thecoach.com. I have audio programs there you can listen to for free that will talk about some of the Power Team marketing, our FISBO approach, how to turn your website into a lead capture machine. It has podcasts that you can listen once you figure out where you really want to lean into. If you're going to really focus on realtor business, listen to the podcast where I go in much deeper into how to create the unbreakable alliances with your realtor partners. If you're going to really zoom in on the for sale by owner strategy, listen to the podcast called How to Turn a FISBO into a Buyer Lead Machine. So you've got some additional tools that you can use. And I hope that you take that opportunity to use those tools that really can help you grow your business the quickest. Until next time, and until we meet in person, I will wish you an amazing career and a great week. Let's just start with that. And for all of you, keep winning. This is the Coach out.